أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the treatment and the behavior of the children to their parents. Of course, it is also a very important subject that we should understand it at first, and we should know it, and then we should put it in the practice. And as you know that in the family, there are many kinds of and many types of the relationships. One is the relations between husband and wife that we talked in the previous lecture. And the second, which is very important, that is the relations between the parents and also between the children. It means that what are the tasks of the children to their parents? How should they treat with their parents? And it is important that we should understand it. First of all, I would like to give you some information through the Holy Book. I mean that according to the Holy Quran, what does Holy Quran says about this matter? And then I will bring some narrations and some hadiths from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter. In the end, I would like to tell you some informations and I would like to give you some informations about the functions and the benefits of the good treatment of the children to their parents. In conclusions, I would like to talk about the dysfunctions of those people and those children who disobey their parents. These are the things that I would like to talk about these things in this lecture. But if we look to the Holy Book, to the Holy Quran, we will find it out that Almighty Allah says, you should obey your parents. And this saying of Almighty Allah is near to this command of Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah commanded to the all people, to the all mankind, that you should worship only Almighty Allah. After this thing, Almighty Allah immediately, the things which Almighty Allah said and commanded, that is obeying of the parents. It came in the Surah of Isra, the number of the verses 23 and 24, which Almighty Allah said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف. In this verse of the Holy Quran, we can find out many tasks of the children and many works of the children, that how should the children treat and behave with their parents. Almighty Allah, in the first part of this verse, he says and he emphasizes about the importance of the subject. It means that obeying of the parents, it is very important according to the recitations of the Holy Quran, according to the verses of the Holy Quran that I told you, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It means that in your Lord has commanded that you worship only Almighty Allah. You do not have this right to worship anyone else except the Almighty Allah. But after this, Almighty Allah said, and that you be dutiful to your parents. You should do good to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You should be kind with your parents, because your parents, they carry many patience and they carry many hardships. So it is necessary and it is your duty and it is the duty of the children that they should obey their parents. They should be kind with their parents and they should be good with their parents. Of course, it is also very obvious, as it is a saying of the Holy Quran, when the children grow up and they become older and older and they become young enough and they become strong, while when they were small they were very weak, on that time their parents were very strong. So the more the children become younger and younger, we see that their parents become older and older. Almighty Allah says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرُهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَالْقِ. Those who become old enough, those who passes many times from their life, in the end, وَمَن نُعَمِّرُهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَالْقِ. They return like the beginning. As in the beginning, when they were children, when they were small and little, they were very weak and they could not be able to move here and there. So their parents used to look after them. So when they become old enough, again they return as the beginning. It means that they become weak and they need to be looked after them and they need to be helped. Their mind will become weak, their body will become weak as the babies. So now, as our parents, they become weak, it is our duty that we should be kind with them. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. It is the second duty of the children, that when one of their parents or both of them become old enough while their children are alive, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. You should not disrespect them and you should not use the word that they dislike. Even this single word, oof, you should not say this. It is not allowed for the children to say to their parents, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And you are not allowed to shout up on your parents as your parents become weak. So it is not your duty that you should shout upon them. But it is your duty that you should be kind enough to them. And it is your duty that you should respect them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. You should use the good words. It is your duty that you should speak with them in a very good manner. وَخْفِزْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And it is another duty that Almighty Allah says, that you should lower to them the wing of humility. And you should be very humble to your parents because they become old. وَخْفِزْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّ رْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. The next duty is this, that you should pray for your parents and you should say that, O my Lord, bestow on my parents, bestow on them your mercy, as thee did bring me up when I was very small. رَبِّ رْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. When I was small, they tried, they looked after me. So now it is our duty that we should look after the parents and we should trade with them in a very good manner. From this verse of the Holy Quran, we can understand the treatment of the children to their parents. The first is ihsan in Arabic. It says ihsan. It means to be kind, to be good. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. It is one of the things that we can understand it from this verse. The second is saying and speaking in a very good manner. It means to respect him. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. In a very gentle way, in a very good way, you should speak with your parents. And the third is the humility that Almighty Allah says, وَاخْفِزْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. You should be humble to your parents. You should not be proud as you become strong now. And you can beat your parents or you can shout upon them. No, no, you should not do that. وَاخْفِزْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الزُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And the fourth thing which came in this verse is, praying for your parents. You should pray. As Almighty Allah says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And the sixth thing, which came in another verse of the Holy Quran, which came in the Surah Luqman, and the verse number is 15, Almighty Allah says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. It is a command of Almighty Allah, who addresses the people and says that it is your duty that you should be grateful and you should be thankful of Almighty Allah and also your parents. Anishkur li wa li walidayk. So one of the other tasks and one of the other way of behaving the children to their parents is this, that the children should be thankful of their parents. As it came in this verse of the Holy Quran, anishkur li wa li walidayk. The sixth thing which came in the Holy Quran is this, that we should work and we should trade with our parents in a very kind manner. It came in the verse of the Holy Quran, which Almighty Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعَرُوفًا. It means that you should trade with your parents in this world in a very kind manner. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعَرُوفًا. If we recite the whole verse of the Holy Quran here, it can tell us that where should we be our parents and where we should not be our parents. Almighty Allah says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. What does it mean? It means that Almighty Allah says, but if the parents, they try with you to make you join in worship with me others except the Almighty Allah, then in this case you should not be your parents, because your parents wants you to be mushrik, your parents wants you to do the shirk, so it is not allowed. But Almighty Allah says, then obey them only in the things that is right, that is good, that is worshipping of Almighty Allah. But the things which are the shirk, you should not obey the Almighty Allah. You should not obey your parents. And then Almighty Allah says, but you should behave with your parents in this world in a very kind manner. While your parents, they try you and they struggle, that misguide you, and you are not allowed to obey, but you should trade with them in a very good manner, in a very kind manner. The seventh thing which we can understand from the Holy Quran is this, that we should support our parents. And it is also a saying from Almighty Allah, who says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. This verse came in the Surah of Baqarah. The number of the verse is 215. Almighty Allah says that, O Prophet, maybe some of the people, they will ask you that where should we spend our property? And it is your duty that you should inform them, and you should tell this, that you should spend your property for your parents, and also for your relatives, and also for the orphans, and also for those who are needy. So you should spend your property, your wealth in these ways. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ. It means that you can spend your charity, your money, your wealth, and your property for your parents. وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ, and those who are your relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى, those who are orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, those who are needy and they are poor. You should spend your money in this ways. So among these, but the first thing which Almighty Allah ordered, that is the parents, that we should do it. Now I would like to give you some examples, some stories about the treatment of the children to their parents, that how should it be. One of the persons, he says that I was carrying my mother to the Hajj for the pilgrimage, and I was doing the tawaf with my mother. Then I saw the Prophet there, and I went to the Prophet, and then I asked from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that, O Prophet, now I am carrying my mother, and I brought my mother for doing the pilgrimage and doing the Hajj. So did I satisfy, did I fulfill the rights that my mother had on upon me? The Prophet, peace be upon him, addressed that person, that, see, your mother for 9 months carry you in her womb, and she bared many difficulties, so you could not fulfill that right that you were one night in the womb of your mother. So it means that the rights that mother have upon us, that is too much, and it's not easy. And the second story is this, that we should look to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet, he used to respect his mother and his father, and he used to pray for them. While our Prophet was small enough that their parents passed away, and one thing which is very important, that our Prophet, he used the milk of another mother. So one day that foster mother and foster father, they came, and it a person by the name of Amr ibn Sa'ib, he narrated this story. He said that I was sitting there near the Prophet, peace be upon him.
Then I saw that the foster father of the prophet came, and then the prophet, peace be upon him, threw his cloak under his foster father and said that sit here, and our prophet respected that foster father. And after a while, we saw that the foster mother of the prophet came, and again our prophet, he respected her in a very kind manner. So it shows that it is necessary, and it is our jobs that we should be kind with our parents, and we should be, our treatment should be in a very kind manner. There is another story from the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. A person by the name of Abu Tufail, he narrates this story and says that I was very small, and one day I saw that an old woman came near the Holy Prophet. And when the Prophet saw that old woman, our Prophet respected her too much, and then threw her cloak under his foster mother. And I did not know that who is she. And then I asked from here and there, and the people informed me that that old woman, she is the foster mother of the Holy Prophet. So again, it shows that it is important, and we should treat with our parents in a very good manner. And it is also a very famous story that one day the Musa prophet, he prayed the Almighty Allah, and then asked from Almighty Allah that I would like to know who is my companion in the paradise, in the Jannat, who will be sitting near me. And then Almighty Allah gave the address of the butcher. And Hazrat Musa, he went to saw the shop of the butcher, and then at night, they went to the butcher's house, and saw that the butcher, he was going to the another room, and there is a very old woman, and this butcher, he is looking after her, and also giving the food and washing her hand. So in speaking and respecting her and speaking in a very good manner, then that woman was murmuring something that the Musa could not understand it. What is she saying? And asked from butcher, what is that old woman saying? Who is she? Then the butcher said that that is my mother, and she is praying for me that. And requesting from Almighty Allah, and asking from Almighty Allah that Almighty Allah could take me to the paradise, and I be near the companion of the Prophet Musa. So then the Musa said that her prayer became accepted. I am the Musa prophet. So it shows that it is very important, and also there are the many another stories. The story of Zakaria ibn Adam, he was Christian, and he returned and he became Muslim, and he says that one day from Kufa I went to the Hajj for pilgrimage, and I saw Imam Sadiq there, and I asked from Imam Sadiq that my parents, they are still Christian. So how should I trade with them? Imam Sadiq addressed me and advised me that you should trade with them in a very good manner. And when I returned, I used to trade with my parents better than before. Then my mother asked me, what happened? When you were Christian, so you were not trading with me in a very kind manner, but now as you become Muslim, So you are trading with me in a very good manner. Then Zakaria said that I replied my mother that my religion says this. So then that mother said that if it is your religion, I would like to become Muslim. And she also became Muslim. So it is very important that we should know, even if our parents, they are not Muslim. So it is our duty that in a very good manner we should trade with them. Now let me tell you about the benefit of trading with parents in a very good manner. And of course, if we trade to our parents in a good manner, so it has many benefits, many uses. Among those uses is this, that if we trade with them in a very good manner, then our children will learn it and they will trade with us in a very good manner. And it came in the hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, بِرُّ آبَاءَكُمْ تَبِرُّكُمْ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. You should be kind with your parents, then the children, your children will learn it. The second thing is this, that Almighty Allah will increase your life, as it came in the hadith of the Holy Prophet, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَزِيدُ فِي عُمْرِ الرَّجُلِ بِبَرْءِ وَالِدَيْهِ. Those who are kind with their parents, so if they are kind, so Almighty Allah will give a very long life for him. And the third is this, that kinding to the parents, it is the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah. As it came in the hadith of the Holy Prophet, who says, رِزَ الرَّبِّ فِي رِزَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَسَخَتُهُ فِي سَخَتِهِمَا. The satisfaction of the Lord is to the satisfaction of the parents. If you satisfy with your parents, and if you do good to your parents, then Almighty Allah also will become happy. The end thing which I would like to tell you is this, the dysfunction of the misbehaving to the parents. If we do not trade with our parents in a very good manner, the first thing is this, that the punishment will be accelerations. In this world, Almighty Allah will punish us. إِثْنَانَ يُعَجِّلَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا الْبَاغِي وَعُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. If we disobey our parents, that Almighty Allah will punish us sooner. The second thing is this, that Almighty Allah will become angry. If we make angry our parents, Almighty Allah also will become angry. مَنْ أَسْخَتَ وَالِدَيْهِ فَقَدْ أَسْخَتَ اللَّهِ. It is a saying from the Holy Prophet. And the last thing which I would like to tell you here is this, that if we disobey our parents, then we will not enter the paradise. And also, our Almighty Allah will not forgive us, as it comes in the saying of the Holy Prophet, who says, يُقَالُ لِلْبَارِ بِوَالِدَيْهِ اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتْ فَإِنِّي سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ وَيُقَالُ لِعَاقِ لِوَالِدَيْهِ اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنِّي لَا أَغْفِرُ لَكَ. It is the end of my saying, which is the order of the Prophet, the order of the Almighty Allah to the Prophet, tell, O Prophet, to the child who is obedient to his parents, do whatever good deeds you want to do, and you will never enter the fire. And say to the children who is disobedient to his parents, do whatever good deeds you want to do, and you will never enter paradise. God willing, Almighty Allah help us and bestow his blessing to us, that we should be able to trade with our parents in a very good manner. As you are following this program, thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.